This is Good Morning Mumbai, and you're with Rishi K.
I'm a wonderful lady here with an absolutely sterling motivational story. And since we're leading up to the marathon on Sunday, I just had to get her in here. Parul Seth's book, The Running Soul, My Journey from Darkness to Light, affected me in ways that I can't even describe. Hi, welcome to the show. Wonderful to have you here.
Hi, Rishi. This is Parul, as everybody knows. I'm so thrilled to be on your show.
I want to start with when you started blogging and what's your blog called? Before we get to the book.
So my blog has been called various things over the years. I started blogging about 5 years ago. As I started running, my thoughts started getting clearer and clearer because I feel when I run, the fog clears from my brain. So now eventually after many years, it has evolved into my website called therunningsoul.com where I blog when I'm inspired. People tell me to go weekly, but I feel I should write when I truly feel something from within. And now I blog after my races, after a great training session, and it's going well.
How many marathons thus far? How many full marathons? Like you say in the book, it's never a half marathon for a professional marathon runner. It's always a full marathon. Yeah,
that's right.
Either. So how many so far?
This is my fourth one. My fourth consecutive one. I've done them all in Bombay. And if I do well, hopefully I will stamp a passport and run abroad next year.
Which is do the London one or the Boston one?
A world major, hopefully, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And they say the Boston one is really tough because, you know, you have to qualify, right?
You have to qualify, yes.
Awesome. So, in total, how many marathons thus far? You've done ones in
four
Pune,
full.
In Thane.
Yes, and about 14 half marathons. Satara, Delhi, where I clocked my best half marathon time. And Pondicherry, that's a beautiful, beautiful run. Small races abroad, one in Thailand, one in the US. So it's been a great ride.
Mm-hmm. Why did you start running?
So I started running in 2003. My husband passed away suddenly after about 20 days of hospitalization. And I guess I didn't know what to do. I was coping with pain, loss, two children. And I had two friends who said, hey, the marathon's here, why don't we run? And you know, it just seemed like the easiest thing to do. I wore my old track pants, old shoes. I didn't need a schedule. I didn't need to enroll into anything. There was no money. And all of us started running in the morning. Small runs, short runs. And these runs actually helped me. So they helped me cope with the pain, I think. And it was so repetitive, the activity, that without realizing, I think I was healing from within. And after about three years or 4 years of unstructured running, I mean, I did all the half marathons in Bombay. So I actually started running because of Standard Chartered. And then I joined a group. And then I got into the whole routine. My kids were older and I could commit to a schedule. But I started running because it was easy, simple, and very therapeutic.
Wonderful. Music and back with Parul Seth, The Running Soul, if I can call her that. We're going to talk about her book and why the book.